If you're as old as I am, you may remember this sound. Logging into the World Wide Web, using your home phone through a dial-up modem. The browsing speeds we have now were unimaginable just a few years ago. It took forever just to get an email. But now you can download a movie onto your phone in just a few minutes. But even with the speed and mobility we have, it's still so easy to become impatient. We want what we want faster and easier than we did even the day before. So do you ever struggle with slowing down and seeing the extended play? Is it hard for you to lift your eyes from the immediate to appreciate the forever horizon? Well, I pray the theme of this meditation from Daniel chapter 12 will offer you much encouragement to slow down and become more far-sighted, finding peace in the consistency of forever. We will be together for about 15 minutes, so begin your meditation by softly closing your eyes and slip into a time and a space where you can feel real, honest, and truthful, and consent to surrender this time to the hope of God, the expectation of the Holy Spirit, and the promise of the Son. I realize that our world is unpredictable, but for now, just continue settling into the consistent care of God in these quieting moments. Listen and join in this responsive prayer from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And as I lead us, respond, Lord God, remind me of your steadfast care. And may the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord God, remind me of your steadfast care. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And Lord God, remind me of that steadfast care. Be steadfast, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. And Lord God, once more remind me of your steadfast care. Let this continuing time of stillness move without effort into a time of prayer with God. Spend a few more moments now, lifting your face towards heaven, towards God, towards hope, as the Holy Spirit prepares your heart to hear. Continue on in stillness as you become aware of the Holy Spirit listening to your cries, aware of your hopes and your dreams. Intentionally note any sounds or sensations that may be disruptive. They may be physical. They may be emotional. But one thing is for certain, none of your distractions are surprising to God. So rest here. Thank you. continue to pause and note any bewildering sensation diverting you from the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Do you feel hopeless ever, fighting against your thoughts? Well, for now, don't fight them. Let them come and simply note them for a moment. As you note each hopeless distraction, surrender each to the Spirit of God. Just let them pass. Give them no power. Simply let distractions drift on by. Your mind may wander as you note your distractions. That's natural. Feel no judgment. But let the awareness of your wandering mind be a reminder to return to your breathing. Just breathe softly as you whisper, "Lord God, remind me of your steadfast care." Let the words become your centering prayer. Allow even your breathing to help you become more alert to the attention and the guarding of the Father, Son, and Spirit. Now control the pace or the depth of your breathing. Just notice it for now. Be aware of each present breath, not your last one, not your next one, just this one. For this next minute, let your breathing remind you of God's forever consistent care. Now continue encountering the consistent care of God as you listen to this passage, the first of three readings. Don't study it too closely, but rather listen softly to the book of Daniel chapter 12 verse 3 from the New International Version. I want you to listen for the eternal brightness and the forever care that God offers. Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. Where was your attention drawn as you listened? Listen once more from God's holy word. Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. What image was painted in your mind? Well, allow this next minute to be a time to settle even deeper into an appreciation for the consistent presence of the care of God. Thank you. Listen once more, but consider it now from the New International Reader's Version. Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the sky, and those who lead many others to do what is right will be like the stars forever and ever. What do you think you need to learn from this passage? Well, spend a minute now allowing your thoughts to drift to relying on the consistent and forever care of God. In this third reading, let the words guide you to deeper reflection as you listen once again, now from the Christian Standard Bible. Those who have insight will shine like the bright expanse of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What is God calling you to do? Well, let this next minute be a gift of prayer, a prayer of thanksgiving for the bright, forever care of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Resting with your eyes closed in imaginative contemplation, I want you to consider being with the Apostle Peter as he writes his first letter in the first chapter. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by His great mercy that we have been born again because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, and now we live with great expectation. There, Peter is writing to believers around the world who were under intense persecution. And if anyone knew about abuse and oppression, it was Peter. Beaten, threatened, punished, and imprisoned for his faith. He had every reason to feel discouraged, pessimistic, and hopeless. But for now, using all of your senses, I want you to watch him write. See his scars, his wounds. Watch as he writes about the living hope that he has. What do you see on his face? As he turns, what does he see in your eyes? In your imagination, take a minute now to talk with Peter. Listen to his testimony of forever care. And share your stories with him too, as the Lord listens. as you close your time, return once more to your breathing. A whispered breath of meditation that God cares forever. Let the word forever guide you today, and let it be your meditation all through your day. And when you're ready, whether sunrise, nightfall, or the moments in between, be mindful of the consistent forever care of God. And let me pray that you remember that under God's care, you will shine like the brightness of the heavens, like the stars forever and ever. Now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within you to accomplish infinitely more than you can ask, think, hope, or imagine. In Christ's name, amen.